brothers and sisters,
lovers and sinners. We are now live on Now Live. Are we? Or are we?
We are now live.
We are now live on Now Live, brothers and sisters. We are living, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Broadcasting now live from Dr. Susie Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. And if you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. I'm here in the studio with Brother Joe.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Brother Brandilio.
Hey, man.
And Terrio, Sister Terrio.
Hello.
And Sister Serio.
Hi.
Hi. And we're all cheerio.
Oh, right? That hurts.
Oh, so.
Stop hitting each other.
What else rhymes with an O? Dildo. Dildo. Okay.
Dildio. So
there's been some dildo hitting going
already
on to begin
dildo
the show.
Actually.
Because we ended the last show. Jesus, that was hard. I heard that like a
smacked me with it.
No, I hit her chair.
Oh, you hit the chair.
It hit my back, okay, though. It was traumatizing.
No, that was the...
I thought that might have been your spine.
It was a little actor trick.
All right. We have a lot of fetishes here on the Dr. Susan Block show that we, you know, kind of express. And we're very creative about our uses for sex toys, this being a dildo that was used last week between the breasts of a porn star, Miss Veronica Vaughn. And now it is sitting in front of Sarah.
It turned out to be very heavy. It's like a 5-pound dildo.
Like huge.
One of those big,
and it's really
salamis.
Long. So if you grab it by the balls, it's sort of a weapon.
It's definitely a weapon.
It's definitely a weapon.
I could beat someone
like
with it. It really could.
It's heavy.
Like a cudgel. Like a plastic.
I mean, you could definitely knock someone out if
it's
you
like
hit them
flail
in the head.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
It's like quarters in a sock ball. So
I don't want you to hit me with it. It's kind of like a baseball. You can hold it like a baseball bat and whack.
Yeah,
leave a nice mushroom.
Balls.
Put it that way.
An orcish club.
I was beat by a dildo.
Well,
oh, God, my hair!
No, I'm
woman!
I'm waiting now that I'm a courtroom expert witness for someone to come up with that as a complaint, you know, beaten with a dildo.
I'll
wow,
fucking
that's
file
really
that
exciting. I bet someday they'll make a television series based on your life because of all the exciting sex cases you'll have to participate in.
Right, you know.
We could pitch it
know,
to the networks
you know,
already.
All these sex cases, all these sordid and silly and...
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Titillating
In
and
fact, I think we should
disgusting.
Write up a little treatment and send it to the network right now, you know? Let's do
Dr.
it.
Dr. Block.
Yeah.
Sex courtroom expert witness. What, sex crimes, the sex crimes unit, something like that.
Sex crimes.
All right. Well, yeah, and usually, of course, it's the DA that's the good guy in these situations.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I,
so we could pitch it from
I work
the
for
other
the defense.
Perspective.
I work for the defense.
Yeah, it
and
would
I
be a defense.
And I'm proud. These guys need defense because the cards are all stacked against them.
So you can't call it sex crimes unit.
No, it's not sex crimes unit. Sex crimes defense. It's well, it's
sex defense.
The sexual defense union.
I don't know. We got to work on this.
Yes,
yeah. We got to work on this. We got to develop this. Somehow, sex crimes has a ring to it, and it's defense. You know, it's defending the accused.
The
sex
vaginal
criminals.
Defense
unit. Yeah.
Sex crime has a bad ring to it. We have to find out what the
exactly.
It's kind of like how pro-life people call us pro-abortion. But we call ourselves pro-choice. You know?
Oh, okay, so we.
So you don't want to be pro-abortion, and you don't want to be
sex
crime defense.
Crime.
You want to be like the whatever the opposite words are to make it sound nicer.
Well, but it's not nice. You know, like it's the courtroom. It's exactly. A tough place. It's gritty. You know. Got to get the grit across.
Well, the DA in every episode will constantly say, "This is a sex criminal," and then the defense will have to say, "No, he's a sex pioneer,
a sexual revolutionary,
you know, we'll
sexual need, revolutionary."
Yeah, we'll need the comeback. So it could be, there you go, Dr. Block, sexual revolution, or defending the sexual revolution.
There's already a documentary out called, what's her name? The Happy Hooker, sex revolutionary.
Oh, yeah, the Happy Hooker. I wish I could just come up with her name.
Xaviera Hollander.
Oh, yeah, that was right on the tip of my tongue.
Right. I knew it was one of those XXX names.
Yeah.
Xaviander.
What was
Xaviera Hollander.
Xaviera Hollander. That's a
tough
name.
Because she's from Holland. But she was actually born in a concentration camp. Or she was soon in a... She wasn't born there, I don't think. But she spent her very first couple years in a concentration camp in Indonesia.
That's no way to start.
Oh, yeah.
She's a...
No, you know that? You know about those Indonesian concentration camps?
I've only heard very little, but they're not pretty.
Was it a concentration camp for Finnish people?
She was Dutch.
Oh, Holland.
First of all,
sorry,
Dutch Holland.
For Dutch people.
Is a little different than Finn.
I don't know why I thought.
Yeah. Well, the Dutch, you know, are very kind of they've always been the traders. I mean, they were slave traders actually.
Yeah, they were the earliest slave traders.
Yeah, they're...
I was like, traitors.
Traitors.
Traitor to the crown.
Good thing I don't know any Dutch people.
They're Dutch people are very mercantile. They're business people. Anyway, her father was a doctor and Jewish, and her mother was a blonde German, but they were stationed or they were somehow in Indonesia. And when war broke out, you know, and the Japanese were on the side of the Germans, they got hauled into a concentration camp. I don't know that the Japanese cared about the Jews so much, but when they kind of got together with the Germans, they figured, you know, they should... Your enemy is my enemy. So they picked up some Jews and stuck them in a concentration
camp.
That
whole thing's crazy. Do you think anything like that could happen today?
It's happening right now.
Yeah. I think that Abu Ghraib was a bit of a concentration camp, you know. I mean, Abu Ghraib has been, and Guantanamo, I mean, people are rounded up.
And those
they're
are the
not accused
you know
of anything. They're just rounded up because they're suspicious. And then they're
enemy
put in horrible,
you
know, substandard conditions.
There's many secret illegal
yeah,
prisons
that's pretty awful.
In a lot of countries.
I mean, now the business of putting kids in prisons, putting kids in prisons. I mean, you know, they don't call them prisons when they put kids in. They kind of call
re-education
them camps. You know, camps of some sort, like camp, like going to
school. Did I say
camp.
Deaf camps? I meant happy camps.
So, there's many
I
ways for
summer
humanity
camp.
To be.
I went to Christian camp. I went to Bible camp. I went to John Birch camp.
Not the same thing.
I love summer camp.
They're all fun camps.
Yeah, yeah.
FEMA
well, you know, that's why
camp.
The kids will go happily in there. They go, oh, I'm going to fun camp. And then,
well, actually, Bible
you know,
camp had 6 hours of crying and praying.
Right, because they realized.
And
they
I was like, I'm
the
going
others.
To camp.
Okay,
and they were
caller.
Like, you must pray.
David in L.A. on line one. Let's talk to David in L.A. on line one. We have a phone answer in a wheelchair tonight.
David.
We hire the disabled. Hello, David.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Very good. I'm a big fan of yours, Dr. Susan.
Oh, thank you, David. I'm very appreciative of that.
I've been a big fan even before it was legal to watch the show.
Even before it was legal. Well, we won't talk about that, but I'm glad I could be part of your development.
Well, wait, why can't we talk about that?
Well, because I don't know. Well, you so okay. Can we talk about that?
Sarah,
I have
of course
all people
wants to talk
of all
that.
Ages listening.
Oh, that's
the
why it's illegal because yeah. He was underage.
It wasn't really illegal.
Oh, I thought maybe you had an illegal show.
No, well,
what,
I mean,
like,
I had
pump
a
up
show.
The volume?
Anybody?
Yeah, exactly. She was like,
yeah,
exactly.
Radio. Okay, so David. So.
Well,
what can we talk about?
I'm sorry.
Calm down. We have a fan that's been
raised
on
married.
Me. You're married.
Yes,
you mean
I
you,
am.
You were raised
married.
On and now you're married. Season night. You got married and you're a normal
and,
contributing
if my wife
citizen.
Was here, I bet she would thank you for all I've learned. But here's the problem.
The problem.
She had to stay with her father. We're actually separated right now.
Oh.
Not fight, not anything. You know,
why are you separated?
Well, she just had to stay with her father for a while. Her father's sick.
Oh, okay, I see. Her father's ill, so she's taking care of him.
You're just
yeah,
physically
so,
separated
that's,
now.
I'm here
okay,
for about
okay.
2 weeks, and I really, really miss it.
Phone sex.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Okay, the problem.
She's in an apartment with her father with thin walls, and there's four other people in the apartment.
Four people in the apartment. Ooh. So you have to do most of the talking in the phone sex part, you know?
It's just a blanket.
But she can kind of whisper and...
All she can do is breathe.
Breathe in there, and you have to do most of the talking. Can you handle that? You've learned enough from me to know how to carry the conversation all by yourself. I talk to guys that can't talk all the time. Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it.
You know what? You're right. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Well, you know, it's a bit of work, but
you should probably.
That's why she's the doctor.
Yeah, that was an excellent idea. I think you could just talk her through, you know, her thing for a while.
Oh, totally. And then you'd get so turned on, you'd just come from the sound of your own voice.
So it's going to be all about her.
Like, just tell her all the stuff that you would want to be doing to her.
Or that you want her to do right then, secretly in the room.
And anyway, she really
talk
needs
about
it.
This giant
she's
dildo
taking
that we
care
have
of
here.
Someone sick right now. And she needs your help. She needs you to talk her through an orgasm. She needs to relax. Because, believe you know, it's hard to take care of someone sick, especially your dad.
No, see, what she's doing is she's getting outside the apartment and she's telling me that she wants to have phone sex, but it's hard for her. I guess that's the best thing.
Well, yeah, it's hard for her because she can't talk. So if
tell her to step into the bathroom for a while and then give her the business.
Yeah, bathroom or under
talk
the covers.
Talk her through it for a while. Get her used to it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You let me know how it goes, okay? Call me next Saturday because you got to do it soon, like tonight, maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
Tonight.
Probably do it right now. You guys want to hold in a line and listen to it?
Well,
that was a joke. She won't do
it. We were ready. We were kind of ready.
I was actually going to say, hey.
Susie's like, how can we make this happen?
There was a slight alarm in all
my
of
queen
us
of
there
technology. Okay, let's do
patch them both in.
Okay.
Yeah,
patch them in. I want to hear the whispering.
Will help us both out, so, you know, work out here, but she won't go for it. Thank you very much.
Okay, my pleasure. Well, you can always try calling us back tonight if it's a quickie. Okay. All right. Good luck. Peace through pleasure. Have a good time.
Job well done, doctor.
Can
job
you
well done.
Bring up Yay. My volume in my
another job well done.
Oh, thank you. Well, he hasn't done the job yet. Hopefully it's all going to work,
you know.
Or else, you know, the whole family's going to get involved.
I hear it all the time.
Oh, yeah. I hope the callback is, her father heard, and they called her out.
There you go.
She's on her way back right now. Oh, my God.
Okay, but I can't hear anything in my headphones. Headphones.
I can crank anything.
Crank. Okay, turn me on, baby.
Turn me up in the headphones.
And, okay, let's put Brian on. Hello. Oh, there we go. Hello, Brian is online. What is this, 3? Brian?
Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Brian or is this Miguel?
My name is Miguel.
Hi, Miguel. Okay. Oh, Brian's on too. Okay. So tell Brian I'll be with him after Miguel. Hello, Miguel.
Hi. You know, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about my fetish for older women.
Oh, yes.
And you said there was nothing wrong with it, even though I'm an older man at 62.
Uh-huh. And so you think a woman of 42 is like an older woman?
No.
He wanted
70.
You want a 70?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 70, 80. I think it's great.
Who remembered that?
Sarah. Sarah's my memory bank.
I'm also a cougar in training, so I
a cougar in training.
Right. When you're 70, you're going to be after the 62-year-olds.
Yeah, fuck
absolutely.
Yeah. No, I'll be after the 18-year-olds.
Right. Well, there you
always.
Go. So how are you doing?
Okay.
How are you doing in your hunt for the senior citizen cougar?
You gave me a lot of energy and a lot of courage, so I got an American Online.
Yeah.
And I went to one of the older ones, and I found this one lady, and we hooked up. And we
I love how he calls a 70-year-old a girl.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I said, I love how you call a grandma a girl. It's cute.
Well, then he said lady.
Okay, go on. So you hooked up?
Yeah, well, we decided to meet at Santa Monica Pier.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
It's very romantic.
That is.
I love Santa Monica Pier. I've had many romantic encounters
there. I've had one. It was a breakup, actually, but go on.
So we were in the parking lot, and when I pulled up, she saw my car, and she recognized my car. So she got out of the car immediately, and I went over, and she was just so sensuous and warm and soft. I mean, right away we started making out in the pier and stuff like that.
Aww. Wait, wait, and how old was she?
How old is she?
She was 67.
67? Perfect. You're 62?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, just a perfect. Little older there. That's great. Okay, 67, and you were making out?
And she was, you know, taller like me. She had nice big titties and just aww. Soft hug and just real cuddly and stuff.
Ooh.
And we just had a lot of fun, and we said, let's go to the pier, let's go to the pier, and we went up to the pier. And there was this bar that was open.
Yeah.
And so we went in, and I ordered a couple of Coronas and a couple of tequilas.
Oh, that's so romantic. You sound like teenagers, you
I
two.
Know.
Did
they card you?
Part. That was the best part.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And so the bartender says, hey, you guys are new here. And yeah, da-da-da-da-da. And then I said off the wall, I said, we're celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary. And, like, she started pinching me on the leg real hard, you know? And I said, well, I just had to let it out. And so they brought us this cake and champagne and stuff. And the two waitresses there, they were real cute. They thought, oh, romantic, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, how fun. That's like crashing a prom or something, you know? You, like, go out and tell a little lie. You have it between you.
When you're 67, who cares?
That's so
hot. Might as well.
Like tell I said, she tell was pinching my leg in the beginning, and then
50th anniversary.
And then she liked the cake, right?
Any second, so you just gotta get
wait, did you say it was your 50th anniversary?
Uh-huh.
That would have made you 12.
Yeah, well. They look good for their age. They're actually 70.
Stone used to rock, and that's how we started.
So you had the drinks and the cake and everything, and
so
then
what?
We had
the drinks and the cake. And then when the two Costco waitresses that were there,
yeah,
they were so fine and funny that she really got into it. And so she got real, you know, huggy and kissy and stuff. And then we left there. We left them on a nice big tip. And then we left and we were coming back up on the pier.
Yeah.
And then I pushed myself up against her, against the pier
whoa.
Wall.
Ooh, you kind of did a little dry humping against the pier?
Well, you know what? It was sexy. She was just so responsive. It was just so
great.
Oh, man.
So good.
Why do we all feel so wholesome listening to this dirty story just because these people are old?
Right? Because it's cute.
It makes it all cute and
it's
okay.
So
that's great. So so you're at the pier and you're kind of humping up against her. Did you put? Was she wearing a skirt or pants?
She was wearing pants and an open jacket with a top on. And
oh,
did you
feel under her? Did you feel under her her shirt?
Oh yeah, she had the finest, biggest titties.
Oh really?
Real
so you got titty feel. You got naked titty feel.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And she knew exactly how to kiss. It was just so fucking fun. Mm. It was so fun.
Well, she knew. She must know. I mean, 67. You should know how to kiss by then.
I would hope so.
That's
God,
good.
I hope
definitely.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you go farther? Did you get?
Did you,
you
go
know,
home together?
Did you go all the way?
Well, we went back to that parking lot that I told you was underneath the pier.
Yeah.
Right. And so we're making out there. And the security cop came
up. No, you are not. Total teenage story. No way. No way. No way.
I see you.
Put the light up and probably start
to
get
a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Like reliving your childhood.
They shine the light in there?
Yeah, but we weren't doing anything really nasty.
Oh.
Shot your load in his chest.
They didn't make you do anything like...
They didn't call your parents, did they?
I called your kids. What's your... parents are doing. So what did they do? What happened?
Well, after, you know, explained that we were having our
cold-blooded
our celebration here.
Yeah. Oh, right. Back to the 50th wedding anniversary. Yeah.
That's our 50th, officer.
So they
says,
gave you a
are
police
you
going to
follow
escort?
Me or am I going to follow you? And I said, nope. I need a designated driver. And she says, well, I need a designated driver, too.
Uh-oh, so, you're both smashed.
That guy called a taxi for us.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
And he took us to this, I forget the name of it. It's on Maybe 7 Santa Monica somewhere.
Okay, you got to cut to the chase, darling.
We went to a hotel, I think.
Where'd you go?
We went to a hotel. Mm. We checked in.
Ooh.
And it was just, she was just so fucking romantic and spontaneous and soft.
Ooh, so you went all the way on the first date. Wow. You old people
on
are fast.
On the beach, on the pier. Well, they have to be fast.
That's so hot.
You don't have much time.
You don't got a lot of time.
My grandma got married after like a week.
The clock.
I didn't even have my Viagra either.
No Viagra. You didn't need it though, right?
No Viagra.
No.
Oh,
well,
natural,
we could
baby.
Use it after a while though, but that was so fucking great. It was great.
Aw, well, that's,
you know what?
That's great.
You know, this lady had been widowed for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and she'd been exploring an AOL. And when we hooked up, it was just like perfect. It was just what she needed.
Well, you know, we gave you that advice, did we not?
Yeah.
This is
that'll be $20.
We gave good advice show tonight. Yeah. We give good advice, right?
Yeah.
Show.
So okay. Wait, are you seeing her again? I mean, leading to something?
Well, I don't know.
This wasn't a one-night stand. This sounded so romantic.
Well, I found out later on as we're calling each other and stuff. Because she had a boyfriend. She already had a boyfriend, so.
Oh,
that sort of
she was cheating on her boyfriend with you.
You got cougar.
No wonder she was so fast.
She
had to get it all in, not just because she's 67, but because she has another boyfriend.
You think so?
It could still be true love. I mean, it sounds pretty lovish.
Also sounds like a girl who's cuckolding her guy.
Yeah. There's that word again.
Yeah, that cuckold word. That's our magic word. Cuckold.
Yeah, she tells me that she's
going to
let him down real easy. She doesn't want to hurt him, but
right.
She really wants me and wants to get together again.
I'm sure he sucks. You're much better.
Yeah. Well, you sound like you had a tremendous evening regardless, and of course life is full of complications. So, but you know that you can make the connection with the older woman of your dreams right online.
Yeah, well, I do it with her online and on the phone.
Well, I mean, you met her online, right?
I met her online.
Okay.
And since she has a boyfriend, we can't hook up as often as I want, so we do it on the phone.
All right, well, next time we talk, we'll talk about you hooking up with the woman that's going to, you know, walk off with you into the sunset. But, you know, at least you had this incredible night, and it's a great story, and we thank you for that, Miguel. And call us again next Saturday night with more news from...
Doctor.
Okay?
Can I leave you my number and have older women call me?
Can you leave me your number? I don't know.
He's trying to announce
We're
his
not
number
really
here.
A hookup service.
No, not really. But you know what? You can go on Bonobo Way. You can join Bonobo Way, and there's women of all ages, you know, older women, younger women. But it's definitely a kind of a hookup attitude that people have on Bonobo Way. Okay? So
okay.
Go
that's
to Bonobo
our,
Way.
That's our online community.
And ask
Bonobo
for an invitation.
BonoboWay.com.
BonoboWay.com. All right, darling?
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Okay?
Listen, can I listen to your show on phone?
Yeah, sure. I guess. You can stay on hold. Okay. But we
no,
gotta,
on the phone because I don't have my computer going.
That's what I said. We'll put you on hold, I guess, for a little while until we can anymore. Okay. So we're gonna put you on hold now, okay?
All right. Bye, Miguel.
Okay. Bye, Miguel. Okay, cool. So now we have, I think we have Brian on line two. Is that right?
Phones are ringing
up. Or Josh on line one. I don't know. Brian on line two, I think, is waiting longer.
Yeah.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hello. What's
Hello?
Up? Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Susan Block, Sister Sarah Sue,
Hello.
Sister Terry, Brother Joe, and Brother Brandilio.
Holla.
A lot of people, but mainly you're on the Dr. Susan Block show, so here you go. You're up. You're the center of attention. You have a question. You have a story. You have a comment.
You're the center of attention.
Dr. Susan?
Yes.
How do you know, like, if a girl likes you?
How do you know if a girl likes you? First of all, how old are you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's my question.
Now that I heard you say a full sentence, how old are you?
He's old
21.
Enough.
So Sarah says, and she doesn't know. And
Sarah likes him young.
Sarah's not a good
She's a cougar in training.
Judge of that. How old are you, darling?
20.
20?
Are
you really?
He just said 21 before that.
21, 20? Are you 20. Sure you're not, like...
He's almost 15. 21.
How do we card someone on the air? I don't
you
know.
You don't.
Are you a virgin?
Are you the man?
Yeah,
okay.
Oh,
well, that's
God.
Honest. Okay. How do you know if a girl likes you? Well, you know what? That's the kind of question we can answer no matter how old you are.
Are you picking up signals from her in class? Or what?
Are you a student or are you already working in the fields?
Oh, I'm already working
in the field.
You're working in the fields?
Slave.
All right. So when you're pulling up the wheat and the corn and whatever you're working on, if the girl looks, if you catch a girl's eye and you can hold it and she looks into your eyes, she likes you.
What?
I do it. There'll be no answers here.
She likes you. You look into her eyes.
God, now I gotta avoid eye contact.
Well, that's right. Of course you do. You don't look into the eyes of a guy you don't like that much.
If she's acting like she has no idea how she feels about you,
look into their eyes.
She might like you.
You know, that's a thing.
If she acts like
she
likes you, and then acts like she doesn't like you, and then acts like she likes you again, she likes you.
If she pays any attention to you at all, she likes you. Right? Because we just don't pay attention to people we're not into.
Well, there. That's
okay.
Well, everyone is giving you good advice here, but yeah. The eyes are a pretty good indicator. I think that's a very basic indicator. But then there's all these other little things, just her responding to you, in some way.
I know, but I want to be like I want her to be my first.
So you have a girl in mind.
Things. Okay, how long have you known her?
I'm on for like 2 years.
Oh, so this is a particular girl. And how does she respond to you?
Like, when I try to flirt with her, it's like, she kind of, like, I don't know if I creep her out. How do I know if I creep her out?
How do you know
well,
how
does
to
she
figure
she
her,
creeps her out?
How does she respond
if
to
she
you?
Screams
you
can, around,
wait. There's
a
simple
one.
Answer to that. You can judge by someone's physiology. Like, if you kind of touch them and they pull away, then they're creeped out. You know, if you say something sexy and they stiffen up and look uncomfortable, then you creep them out.
So any of that ring a bell with you, Brian? Do you
if she giggles
find her
and like touches you after you get all sexy, then she's down.
If she's giggling
she
and leaning
and
in,
lips,
if she's
in.
Okay, Brian, face the music. What is it? Does she back away or does she lean in?
Like I'm like in the middle.
Like in the middle.
I kind of like, and I want to be, you know, like, if I'm a virgin.
Then take the chance, player. You need to just take
the
chance.
Yeah, I want to be my first.
Well, we know you want that.
Hang on.
So you
can't say
that
to
that
her.
Too.
Can I just say that?
I want that, too.
You can't say that to her.
I'm not going to say it.
You can't. Even in the moment. I don't know, Susie, this is up to you. But if you're, like, right on the moment and you think it's sexy.
I don't think he can control himself.
And you go, I want to
say it
to be my
over
first.
No.
You can't say it. No.
Yeah, we advise you not to, but I'm afraid you just will anyway. Because you keep saying that. Like, it's
you
your
need,
mantra.
You need to make
I want
this girl
to be my
feel
first.
Special. You need to make her feel special. Don't think about
no,
wanting her
maybe
to be your
don't
first.
Need to well, that's pretty special.
Well, that is pretty special, but,
that might be too special.
Yeah, you gotta downplay that.
I don't think you want to be that special. I think you want to just chill with this girl. I think you want to get relaxed, and I think you want to get comfortable with her. And if you can't, you know, then you just got to hope that she wants you to be her conquest.
Then you just got to hope you get drunk together.
Yeah, that's usually the match.
Is she shy or is she aggressive?
She's both.
Okay.
Okay, so she leans in and backs away, and she's shy and aggressive. She's every woman. She's everything.
She's every woman.
Either that or you can't read her at all.
How old is she?
How old is she?
Yeah.
19.
Do you know if she's had sex before?
Yeah.
Is she hot? She's pretty hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Do you guys hang out a lot? Do you spend a lot of time together?
Yeah.
Have you ever?
I think she knows that I like her.
Yeah.
Well, then just go for it.
Yeah,
go for it.
Kiss her. Just
do you ever,
kiss
do you ever
her.
Get alone with her?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, you're a lot alone. Where are you when you're alone?
When I'm alone?
When you're alone with her, where are you?
No, like, she lives down my block. Like,
okay,
I just
can
sit
you,
down, she just says,
can you ever find a reason to put your arm around her? Like, like walk with her and kind
of.
You don't want to creep her out. You think putting your
out.
Arm around
okay.
her would
what
creep
if you
out.
Called her right now and you just went over?
And you're getting a chance.
Right? Let's set up a midnight Saturday
night. Yeah, it's Saturday night, a rendezvous. Go.
Brian,
okay.
Is your dad home? Can
you
I come hang up?
Can you call her?
Tell her you want to tell her something. Go over there and tell her you like her and then just kiss her. It'll be great. And then call us.
I know that saying, I like you.
Hey, do you guys have a number for the P line?
For the what?
Like a chat line?
A chat line.
We have a website.
We're chatting with you right now.
We have a chat website.
I know,
chatting.
Like with one other
chat.
Girl, so I can set up like a date.
with another girl.
What are we, like
what
some kind of matchmaking
chick?
Service?
Wait, I'm
I hope she was listening. And
a lot of guys that go on this show, they like make a beeline for some answer to something like this is the most important thing to them, and then suddenly they go off into another direction.
And then they want us to hook them up and get them laid.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, we'll call these guys.
Like they're in love with this
they're
other
getting
girl.
Laid by
they're
girl
sexually
right now.
Open.
Right.
They can get me laid.
I'll be mean. I'll be disrespectful.
What was that?
I'll be disrespectful.
You don't want to be disrespectful. Well, I don't think you should be disrespectful, but I think you should spend some time with her and try to touch her.
Girl,
if you feel that touching her will creep her out, then this is not the girl for you.
You need to kiss the girl.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, but I don't know if you have to start with the lips.
Aww,
I think it's probably a good idea to start with the hand.
Yeah, spank her ass too.
Wait, maybe not. Maybe not.
I was kidding.
Maybe the nerd gallery doesn't exactly know the best way to solve this problem.
Yes,
play miniature golf with her and then put your arms around her to help her to, you know, grip the club.
Oh, God.
Or pool.
Or pool. Right. Or something like that. Something.
Or
do something
cages.
Physical with her.
It's your
do
local arcade.
Something physical. Or you can go, play
ooh,
a game.
Go to Disneyland and ride Splash Mountain.
Where are you, well, right? Are you around here? Are you local?
Legs?
Where are you from?
Or the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
Oakland.
Where are you?
Oh, Oakland. He's in Oakland.
So
climb the Golden
there.
Gate Bridge. No, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you'll be a terrorist. For that.
I did that years ago. That was a romantic thing to do. And
all right,
I,
it sounds like our phones
I did
are
have sex
off
with
the
guy
hook.
That brought me. Okay, Brian, good luck. Good luck. We got to go.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay.
That little virgin boy.
Okay.
Call her right now and do
now,
it.
Now, what did we didn't even give out the number, but it's 213-749-1330. If you want to call a regular number, we also have a toll-free number for those of you who can't afford to call. You know, it's free. It's free, absolutely free. This is your time to talk to us for free. We usually charge big money for this. 1-866-289-7068. Okay, we're going to talk to Josh on line one in New York.
Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Actually, this is David.
Oh, this is David. Okay.
Sorry, David.
Same thing.
Oh,
right.
David was on hold listening.
Actually, David is the guy who called earlier.
Yeah.
Oh. It says Josh, line one. Okay, David, I remember. You're on hold listening, right?
Yeah, I was the guy who asked you about how to get off while my wife was away.
Did you call
right,
her?
Right. She's the one that's taking
care
of her dad.
Wait, you called her?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. What happened?
Wait, he called her.
What happened?
It was great.
Yay! It was great!
Yay!
Good orgasms
wow.
for all.
You mean you talked her through a nice climax?
Yeah, she just kind of moaned and whispered. I called her. I called you. She was excited.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so proud of you, having raised you.
A two-way call thing and call you, and she said no. She said,
well,
maybe
you know, that's
time.
Okay. I'll take
oh,
your word.
No,
you sound
no,
like an
this is just
guy.
As good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
next
for
time
you
we'll do it in. You know, we'll have an orgy on the phone, in the air. But you know, that's so beautiful. Tell us about that a little bit. What happened?
It did feel weird. Not that, you know, it's not normal to masturbate. I remember the last time I masturbated. You know, normally me and her, we get wild, like, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But, you know.
It was weird masturbating.
As
know?
George Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter.
True story.
But, you know, it felt great. I don't know why I thought, for some reason, and I'm, like, very, you know, attached to my wife. I thought I would, like, you know, be committing some kind of wrong thing with her, like cheating. I would, you know, just masturbate by myself. But, you know, she actually said, start doing it, you know, shouldn't bother me. You know, she actually gave me rules. I have to think about her every time I masturbate.
Okay, that's a good rule.
Oh, that's
then
cute.
Then you're doing it for her. No, absolutely. When you've got to be apart, you know,
me.
Your hand
never.
Is not another woman. I mean,
I'm
really.
Always talking about.
Your hand is just part of you, and certainly if you're thinking about her. And this time you were talking her
Mine's
through an orgasm.
Stranger.
And did you also come on the phone or?
Yeah. Well,
oh,
she,
wow.
I, of course, she finished first.
Yeah.
She said it was amazing.
You're
she
such
said
a
it
gentleman.
Was great.
See, I raised
she
him.
She said
well.
It was hard for her not to you know moan loudly.
Oh, that's Aww. Probably fun, though.
Yeah,
she
that's
said,
very kinky.
That game is a lot of fun.
So her
she
dad was in the
it.
Next room, and her and other people as well.
I would hear footsteps of people walking by while she was in the bathroom.
Wow. That's so kinky. Really? That's a beautiful thing, David, that you did. And I'm glad you did it so quickly.
Yeah, and got to call us back
Follow
in the
through.
Same show.
Follow
yeah,
through.
Actually, I told her after we finished, I said, great, we finished on time. Let me call you back.
Wow. That's so great.
Oh, wow. How fun.
You're so cool.
Well, I just really a call to thank you. Thanks for that great idea.
Oh,
you
well,
really
it's my pleasure. I love to help out
You hear
people
that? I
that
guess
are,
you really know what you're doing.
Oh, you guess.
I would rephrase that. I apologize. You wanted to prove you and all your viewers that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you.
Put her to the test. She's got an answer.
I try. I shoot something out, you know. Might work. Give it a try.
Oh, can I ask you one more question?
One more.
This is about, we watched like 30 movies together, and I was very curious on squirting, women squirting.
Female ejaculation.
You've come
yes.
to the right place.
Somehow
yes.
I knew it was going to be a squirting question.
Squirting central.
Yes. And
really,
I
was thinking anal.
The squirt headquarters.
I knew it was going to be squirt.
Anyways, I asked her if she could do it, and she says she doesn't know how.
Okay.
And
ooh,
she
so you can learn
TV
how.
She's interested, but she doesn't know if there's any way for her to do it or... if it's only special people.
I am
it.
Going to send you a free DVD.
Yay!
Dr. Susie's Squirt Salon.
Free
this
DVD.
Is the How to Female
drunk?
Ejaculate DVD.
I'm just really happy. Tonight has been the happiest show ever.
It is
okay.
a really happy
so
show.
So you have to call back later when everybody's not so busy and leave your address and we'll send you a free DVD, okay?
Thank you very much.
Wait, couldn't we just squirt. Put him on hold and someone could handle it
I
right
don't know
now,
if we can put... maybe.
Do we have that technology?
There, we don't have the manpower
the phones
right
are
now,
ringing,
Sarah.
So, you know, we have a crippled person answering the phone.
All right, David, just remind us who you are. We'll handle it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just call back.
Yeah.
I didn't give address or anything.
Call back tomorrow. Call back tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow
call back
would
tomorrow.
Be perfect.
Yeah, call back tomorrow and be like, I was on the radio show, blah, blah, and we'll take your info and get you the DVD.
Thank you very much.
And if they give you a hard time, just ask for Terry, okay?
Yeah, Terry.
Super.
Thanks,
I might
Terry.
Not be here.
Well, you know, just say, I know Terry. I mean, or you can even ask for me, okay? Because I'll straighten him out. Because the
or
person
me.
That answers the phone in the morning might not.
All right,
know.
All right.
We can't
all
give
right.
too many details. We have to talk in code in case one of our listeners is trying to squeeze a DVD out of us.
Oh, that's right. They could all say they're you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so secret covert. The code is squirt.
And now you've just told
really secret
squirt.
The password is nipple.
Okay, we're going to work this out, David. We're going to work this out. Well, somebody's going to recognize your voice.
It's all good.
And the story.
We're very ghetto. We can't just put you on hold and handle it.
The phones are ringing like crazy.
All right, David, we got callers we got to talk to.
Or you can call back later tonight.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, now who do we have? We have, what is this? Line 3? No, that's Miguel. No,
ring, 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 ring.
Who are
ring.
All these ringer ringers?
Who do we have? I guess we have no one. Maybe
we have
just
no one.
Come
we
back.
Just gotten.
Sorry, David.
David's dress.
On the air. David, give us your address. We'll handle it right now.
Okay.
That's the way we roll in these here parts.
We'll send the jizz squad.
Since we have a moment, and Terry asked me if my joy was from drunkenness, I'd like to say this has been one of the happiest shows I've ever been a part of.
It
Every
really.
Caller has been like, great advice, my sex life is wonderful.
I know.
You know?
This is like an infomercial.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, Yeah, put this in the archives.
But now it's getting a little boring. Did you notice?
Oh, yeah, it's because we stopped the callers.
Bottom dropped out of the show.
Suddenly. The phones are still ringing. What's
They're
going
ringing,
on?
Yeah, but it could be pranksters. Or
It's always
you know.
The pranksters. Yeah.
Put the pranksters on.
Yeah, let's just talk to the pranksters. Maybe we can sort out this whole prankster.
We're feeling God, strong. We feel like so the pranksters much. Will wind up saying, thank you for your good advice.
Yeah, why don't you two just make out, little
I've
boys?
I've sworn off of
pranksters. Oh, I do love that idea. Let's get the little boys to make out. You know I love that.
Little Canadian prankster boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Curious George last week when
Where's
you
Curious
here.
George?
You know, it's no, okay. No. Curious yeah. George is, you know, he's not always right. that
That's
positive.
That's Curious George ringing.
Oh, whoa.
Well,
oh,
here comes a Post-it. We've got a caller.
Oh, we've got a Post-it here.
We got a Post-it.
We've got a Post-it. Thank you.
I like
this
post-it.
Is
I like
Adam post-it. In Oregon. Adam in Oregon.
Adam in Oregon.
It's sort of got a ring to it.
It does, doesn't it? Adam in Oregon.
Line 4.
Sounds like a vegetable.
Adam.
This is Eve in L.A.
Hello there.
Oh.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Good, but your voice sounds like someone I know in Kansas City.
Excuse me?
Where are you?
In Oregon.
Really, in Oregon? And you've never been to Kansas City?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you have a very...
sensual voice.
A voice that sounds just like someone in Kansas City. So anyways...
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. But tell me about yourself, Adam, because you have a nice voice.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a grad student at the university.
You're studying at the university? Yeah.
Let's say a little fetish. I like to get off my chest.
Oh, okay. Tell us about your fetish.
What's your fetish on your chest?
Well, you know, ever since I've been a kid, I've always been really turned on by marble statues.
Marble statues.
Like David
in the Vatican or something like that?
Both men and women.
Oh, both men and women.
So like ancient Greek
marble statues? Wait. Go on. Yeah. How do marble statues turn you on?
It's better than a plastic doll.
The dildos?
Their marble penises?
Oh, yeah.
Marble dildos or statues?
Marble dildo.
Okay, so the whole statue thing is not really... It's not a statue, it's a dildo.
Really? Because I was picturing him humping David with
I was too.
Protruding marble
totally
dildo.
It
was so hot, right? Oh, my God.
I've always been turned on, like, you know, the way that the marble dildo looks. And sometimes I have fantasies about putting it in my mouth.
You've never used
a marble dildo. Okay. That sounds more like the guy in Kansas City than I know. Okay, so do you have a marble dildo right there?
No. Actually, I just have a solid dildo.
A solid one. As opposed
but
to
you happen to have a dildo solid dildo just hanging out with
actually,
you?
Actually, Sarah has quite a dildo.
Go ahead and hit me with
solid.
It. Hit
it's
me
a
with
latex
it.
Dildo. Whoa! You're hitting her chair.
No, she didn't hit me.
No, I kind of hurt myself on that one.
That's what you get.
Okay, you don't want to hit anyone with a marble dildo.
Let me jiggle it.
No, I like to hit it from over my head.
Okay, so Adam,
dick looks.
You want what?
I just don't like the way that the you know the dick looks.
Use two hands, Terry.
Okay, so we're forgetting about the statue. This is all about dick, right?
Much better.
Yeah.
Okay. The statue thing was just to throw us off and make us think that you were an art appreciator.
God, that was so hot.
I know,
really
the whole statue thing.
No,
you were
I
into
want to
it.
Talk to someone that's into humping statues.
That sounded
that's what
a little
we wanted.
More kind of
I am
interesting.
Waving.
But now we have a dildo, a guy that likes dildos, basically.
And dead
who reminds me of another guy
Can
that likes
I share
dildos.
A small statue story?
Go ahead.
So in the Anne Rice books that I love, there's this punishment they do where they have these marble statues that stand on the corridors that have these big, hard, protruding
right.
dicks.
Right.
And when a boy has been bad, they mount them up on the statue dick so that they're, you know, it's in them. And then they tie them to the wall so they can't move at all, and they just hang there. Penetrated by the marble statue dick
wait,
and
what
their
that sound?
Art for all the people walking by.
That's so hot. I love Anne Rice.
What sound?
It's from the phone.
Anyway, so that's what I thought of when I heard the marble
statue.
Was the Anne Rice fucking crazy
obscene.
Art punishment thing.
I remember
that.
That
scene
that's
in the wedding
cool.
planner, but
it's
that's
the
point.
It's vampires breaking in.
Yeah, it did say there was some strange sounds on the line. Are you still there, Adam?
He didn't like that.
No,
yet.
He didn't like that.
Or
you know, Adam
came.
Just wanted to talk
come.
About
maybe
dildos.
That made him come. Maybe he was just downplaying the statue thing to try
he was
to
like,
seem less
oh,
crazy.
I recognized
statue's
his
pie.
Voice.
They're onto my vampire.
There's a guy that that's in Kansas City that just likes to be told to use a dildo.
Yeah, he's gay.
Oh, well. whatever you want to call it.
I want some punishment statues. Can we get a couple for the entranceway?
No.
I know some bad boys.
Know what? I used to have one. I used to have this concrete statue with a big dick curve that came out of the wall, and somebody bought it right away for $1,000.
Because it's hot.
It's hot.
It is.
And it looked like he said, "Oh, this is a towel rack."
A towel rack. I would love.
God, yeah. I just thought of an ex-boyfriend or two that I would love to put on this marble
we
statue.
We need to get
right?
more.
Oh. God, yeah.
You know, the artist that made it will not make another one.
You know,
maybe
I'll
we
make
should.
One. I like to try new things.
Yeah,
maybe the dildo.
And statue making could be one of my things.
Yeah. Something that is in the wall and that has
especially a punishment statue.
The dildo that comes out, you know, the dick. That
some sort of strapping apparatus attached
right.
to it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, there you go.
All right.
This dildo
okay, we got something to do. And then you could make a woman that the guy could stick his dick into and then, you know, you could force another guy to
well, it should probably work for men or women. And the woman, when mounted on the statue could also be mounted in
make
the
it
other
androgynous or
direction.
What the hell is it when it has both
in the other direction.
Well, I didn't like, say
what,
I
either.
Well, the mounting is got to be a male though. That the statue would have to be of a male.
Yeah, the statue would.
The statue
but the person on the statue could be male or female.
True, of course, everyone has a hole.
Yes, and women have two holes, so the woman can
the woman
still
can
be
fucked mounted
while being
hole.
Mounted.
Yes, of course.
I mean, am I alone in this thinking?
Totally.
I thought that was obvious. I was like, well, obviously.
Maybe not as alone as you would think.
All right.
No, Anne Rice, had that
Anne Rice
in,
knows
in the beauty
up.
Books, so right.
Anne Rice knows
you know, I interviewed
up.
Anne Rice when I was a student at San Francisco
really?
State. Her
oh
husband
my God.
Was one of my teachers, Stan Rice, and this was before she got famous.
Stan
she
Rice
was, just
was
starting
one of
to
your
write,
teachers?
Yes, Stan Rice was one of my teachers
wow.
at San Francisco
He's
State.
He's dead now, you know. Yes, it was big news. Very dramatic.
I didn't know that.
She became a Christian after that.
When did he die?
4 years ago.
Really?
Maybe more.
And how did he die?
That's about that. I think it was like cancer.
Really?
Zombies.
I only think it was... No, maybe it was even something
Hang
worse.
On, I'm going to use
Because she
the
wrote
power
this book
internet.
Called The Violin
Alien
about a woman whose husband died of AIDS, and it was about his sickness, and she was taking care of him, and she was like...
He died of
She
brain
was
cancer.
Masturbating and like
brain
fantasizing
cancer.
While he was...
He was always a very sensitive guy.
Yeah, so she lived
sensitive.
Through his sickly death and wrote this passionate book about it that was really haunting.
But I met her when she was writing Interview with a Vampire on
oh God.
A newfangled instrument, some kind of computer.
Called the typewriter.
Yeah, no, it was a computer.
It was a word processor.
But it was before, I mean, I didn't have a computer when I interviewed her. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it was like a word processor.
Back when they
he
had
died from brain cancer, by the way.
And he was supporting her. She was, but she wore a white shirt and a black skirt and had black hair. And I interviewed her in her kitchen about life with Stan, basically about their relationship. Because I was writing an article about sort of interesting couples in San Francisco. For the San Francisco Bay Guardian while I was a student at San Francisco State. And I thought this was like a power couple. But
they
I thought
are.
He was the
they
more...
Were.
Well, they were.
Oh,
she,
you thought he was more powerful.
Well, she was just writing a book.
Well, Interview was the first, right?
And he was already like the head of the whole English department at San Francisco State.
Sucks for him. He got overshadowed by
oh,
her.
Oh, he did. But he loved her. It didn't suck for him. He would... I mean, he made a lot... You know, they got very successful and... They were together since she was 13.
Since she was 13.
Yes. He was like 17.
Susie,
and she was
you should read The Violin.
You know what? I haven't read that one. I haven't read her books lately.
It's pretty much about his death and her suffering through it. And it's written in an immortal, supernatural kind of way. But it's crazy.
You know, I hate to admit this since I admire her. I'm not a huge, huge fan, but I'm a minor fan.
Have you read
fan.
Any of the books?
Yeah, I've read Interview with a Vampire and a few, and the Lestat. And,
oh,
yeah.
Lestat was one of the best ones
ever. Yeah, I've read
How about Memnock the Devil? Did you read that?
No.
Okay, I got to say, as a... Okay, I gotta proselytize for a second. Memnock the Devil really pushed me over the edge from being a Christian to being an atheist.
Okay, I gotta read that one.
It killed religion for me.
Because I'm not a huge fan of the whole vampire myth. It's okay.
Well, it's got vampires in it. That one is a bad... Heaven and hell and God and Satan and the
But
all
the
crazy.
Beauty books I read.
Oh, the beauty
I read
books?
Like three of those.
This is why I kind of hate Stephanie Meyer. Does anyone know who fucking Stephanie Meyer is?
The bitch
is?
That's writing Twilight?
Yeah, she's the new Anne Rice. And all the little teenagers love her, and they're all like, Twilight, I love Twilight. Oh, I gotta. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Anne Rice, bitches. We're like, didn't she revolutionize the genre?
Well, of course.
So
I don't even know.
I can't stand it either. It's taking. I love vampire mythology and all kinds of different
kinds
of aspects.
I know. I was into vampires like fucking 15 years ago.
Exactly.
And it was my obsession.
Exactly.
And so I feel like I'm behind the times because I haven't read the Stephanie Meyer books. And Twilight came out last night. And I have no desire to see it.
I don't want
to
see it. I don't want to read it.
Well,
I'm just kidding. Let's go
that much
see it
of a vampire. But I love Anne Rice because she's a great writer and because she knows how to you know, just suck you in.
She's incredible.
Whether she sucks your blood or she just sucks your brain, she sucks you in.
Unbelievable.
I didn't
to her
read
characters.
The later ones. She wrote books about all the vampires from Lestat's time. Like,
and she's perverted.
Armand.
She's a total perverted.
Yeah, I didn't read Armand either.
Now, what do you mean she became a Christian? You mean, I mean, she was raised Catholic. She's Catholic.
She became very religious and outspokenly religious and all about heaven, hell, afterlife.
Yeah, she's always been kind of religious, but...
She's always had religious
undertones.
Wow.
When I met her...
I guess she's kind of a bitch, too, because she, like, has this anti-fan fiction stance, like, and is prohibiting all, like, fan fiction based on anything on her work.
Yeah, she's very eccentric.
She is very
When I met her, and I guess it lasted for a while. In fact, I don't know whether she changed her style. She only wore high-collared Victorian white lace blouses.
She
and
seems
black
to wear
shirts.
That in almost everything I've seen her in. She wears that kind of garb. I mean,
and that's always been what she wore. And she met him at 13. I mean, she's like, she is from another world in
a
way.
She is. And now she's crazy, and she's only writing for the Lord now. Now she's not writing any more vampire books, and she's like, forget all that,
you know,
I'm just writing
like
for the
Bob
Lord.
That's like Bob Dylan writing for the Lord. You know, I mean, I just see that. She is such a pervert. She is on such a sexual taboo edge with who she is that I even see her religious conversion as being part of her perversion.
Have you ever read The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty?
And how doesn't the rest of the world see that kind of shit?
Because
we're like really... Sleeping
I know these
Beauty,
things.
Have you ever
inventor?
Have you
like,
ever read that? The Claiming of Sleeping
well,
Beauty.
Well, she
called
herself.
Have I ever
books?
Read it? My putting God. People in boxes and whipping people
it's
with
all
dildos
from that.
Is entirely.
Ugh.
I read that and Belinda. Did anybody read Belinda?
I never read Belinda. I read
Belinda was the Lolita of my generation, and my God, it turned me into an instant Lolita. I was like 15 reading Belinda, and then I started donning skirts and knee-high socks. I mean, she fucking influenced a generation of girls in a perverted way.
Yeah,
it's very true.
Very,
I read that
very,
young. I read
and part of it is because
I read it very young.
She has this conservative, traditional, princessy manner that she's always had. So the fact she converted or she's now religious, you know, I mean, hey, she's older. Her husband died, and so she's...
And now she's writing for the Lord.
Yeah, she's writing for
Stephanie
the Lord.
Stephanie Meyer is
But I mean, she's there's nothing
place.
That can take away the whole Beauty series and all of her other perverted books. So.
A.N. Rock-A-Liar. That was her.
Oh, that's Anne Rice.
Yeah.
She always say, that's me. You know, she didn't ever deny it. So I guess it's got something to do with search engines.
By the way, Stephanie Meyer wrote the Jack's Mannequin video for The Resolution.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, she wrote the Twilight, or Twilight is the movie that's out, came out last night, which is based on this vampire book series that is huge right now, phenomenal.
The Jack's Mannequin, now that's not the one where he's in a truck playing the piano.
Yep, that's the one, she wrote that one.
That's a strange
It's
kind of
odd to have a...
First let me say, I love Jack's Mannequin.
Yeah, they're great, and the video is, I like the video, it's not...
I think
it's not amazing.
Not my style, yeah.
But, it's weird that this chick never wrote a book before, and then she wrote Twilight recently. Within 3 years, she became a novelist, and now it's a huge best-selling phenomenon and already got a movie deal, and the movie's being released. So she's kind of like J.K. Rowling in her overnight success with a little, you know, niche market book writing thing.
So
and now she's doing music videos for rock stars.
We have Miguel on line 3. Is this the same Miguel?
Maybe he called...
Oh, yeah, wait. Miguel, actually, wasn't he the one that said keep me on hold? Or
I don't remember. Who pick knows? Him up. Let's find out. Now.
Okay. Miguel, hello, line 3.
Miguel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you guys are talking about masturbating and dildos and stuff.
Are we? I thought we were talking about Anne Rice, but okay.
Talk about
go
vampires.
Ahead.
Well, I was telling you about my girlfriend the other day, Sandy.
Sandy? So this is not the Miguel that was on the pier, right? This is another Miguel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is the Miguel on the pier.
And I told you I didn't have my Viagra.
Oh, that you didn't need Viagra. Okay, I didn't know her name was Sandy, but go ahead.
And after we were done, she pulled out this vibrator. It looked like a massager, big massager.
Yeah.
And she put on this nasty movie, and we sat next to each other.
This is the 67-year-old?
Yeah.
Wow.
She got so good. She just loved talking nasty.
Okay.
It was good. It was great.
Aw, it's great to have those memories.
Is this the same guy?
Yeah. He's continuing the story later.
But I think he's been masturbating.
Yeah,
during this whole time, and that's why his voice is now sort of softer and breathier.
Husky.
And, yeah, it's husky, and he's like, oh, wow, you know.
He's
before he was telling a story,
was.
He had more solidity to his voice. Yeah, now you're kind of...
Yeah, we watched that movie
the
together,
throes.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was real nasty. She was great. I've never seen somebody play with a massager like that.
Oh, really? Well, you know, there's always something to learn in life and something new to experience.
Oh, it was so good. It was so great.
I'm so happy for you that you're in the throes of joy.
In the throes of joy.
All right, what else can we do for you, Miguel?
Well, I was... I just wanted to tell you that story because it was so awesome.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for letting us know that she was nasty and great. Okay. So we're going to get back to talking about ourselves now.
Yeah.
Of course we
I do
are.
Appreciate the interlude of nasty.
Yeah, it's good to know that she was nasty and great.
I bet she had one of those big massagers that you get at a...
those are the best.
Sharper
Hitachi
image.
Magic
what, you
wand.
Like
yeah,
the Magic Wand that we have in our store.
Actually, we sell the Hitachi Magic Wand in case anyone
those
else would like to
Sharper
be nasty
image,
and great.
Those are from Sharper Image, right? They sell them at the mall. Old women go there. And
yeah,
buy
but not everyone wants to buy them at the mall, so therefore they can get them online.
Oh, sorry.
You can buy them
from drsusanblock.com.
I wasn't trying to sell.
You can
the
buy
mall.
The giant dildo that I was getting smacked around with.
Actually, we're going to start selling those giant dildos. We don't have them right now, but...
The jackhammer?
We have the jackhammer.
I had
really
to give it back.
To
it was
one.
Too big for me.
That's a vibrator.
Were you supposed to let me borrow it? Was that supposed to happen?
No, Terry, you don't want it.
I don't want it?
Well, maybe you want it.
Maybe I want
oh
it.
Oh my God, do you want it?
I don't know.
It's going to be like a...
Describe
it was
what
like,
it does.
It was about
Bram
this
Stoker's
size,
Dracula.
And it did this motion.
It's gonna be like Vlad the Impaler.
That
looks
great. It pumps you.
I'm so
it goes
little.
In and out of you.
And it made this noise. And I'm a big fan of silent sex toys because I don't like anyone to know when I'm doing what I need to do. So the.
It's a jackhammer.
Oh, come on. At least you have, like, walls.
Echo, echo,
oh,
echo.
Shit. Reminder that you're on the radio.
That is a jumpin' jack.
How do you feel about that, Sarah?
It's called a jumpin' jack hammer? Is that what it's called? Anyway, we have them.
It was the jumpin' jack hammer, and if you want to get the shit fucked out of you by a dildo, then this is the dildo for you.
It is black,
you know,
also.
I might,
you
I
should know that.
There are plenty of women out there, I think, who want to get the shit fucked out of
is
them.
Is that the pogo
true
stick
story.
One? Is that the one that's like a pogo stick?
It was kind of
like
was
a pogo
big
stick, yeah.
And black. Like, actually, I got to... Here was the original problem, was that I didn't want to turn it on jackhammer mode before I put it in myself, right?
Yeah.
Because I was like, is this thing even going to fit? So, like, first I had to, like, see if it would go in, and that part was difficult. Mm. Like, I couldn't even get the non-jackhammer version of the thing to
that
comfortably...
That might be... It sounds a little intimidating.
...go inside. That was my issue. But women with ready vaginas out there.
Well, yeah.
This thing.
Ready vaginas, jackhammer is there
for you. Or men with ready
manginas.
Yeah.
If you give,
that sounds really intimidating.
If you want to be jackhammered in whatever hole you've
then
got,
then this thing will do the fucking trick.
Now, if on the other hand you're sensitive, then the Hitachi Magic Wand.
I'm a
fan
of the, what's the little tiny pink one? The Pocket Rocket.
That's my favorite right now.
I like the Pocket Rocket.
That is my favorite for everything right
Kinda
now.
Quiet.
All the girls love the Pocket Rocket.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Very, very handy and packs a wallop. That's why we
say, won't let you down.
Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. That's our diplomatic policy.
Mm.
Whoa, I think I should send
Hammer.
That to Obama.
Here's a pocket rocket.
Obama,
buddy.
Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles on Afghanistan. I mean, he wants to do something.
I wish we were well-funded enough to do some sort of like guerrilla mission to do a pocket rocket drop over Afghanistan, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think we should try to get a sponsor for that.
That would be fucking awesome. Mm.
It's just dudes there, though.
Bring pocket rockets
no,
to Afghanistan.
No, there's masked like women. No that
women.
Could
oh, are you kidding? There's a lot of women? They're just in veils, and they need the pocket rockets.
We could wrap them in a little message,
really look at the
a
ratio.
Little well-written
okay.
message
a
in
piece
Arabic. And
from, you know, we respect you, we love you, here's our rockets.
Yeah.
We're no longer sending, you know, tomahawks.
Or we as an independent American organization wish we weren't sending bombs and instead we would send you these. Enjoy
yes,
them.
Okay, thank
send
you. You know
like
what to say there.
Some cannabis and like a bong.
All right, they already have plenty of that. What are you talking
Who
about?
Wants
if
to
that
sponsor
was the case, they would be
Afghani
much chiller.
Vibrator mission.
They don't have vibrators, though.
Do that I need to delegate someone on base camp to handle that?
Yeah, I think you need to assign to-do item. Find sponsor
item
for Afghani
list.
Vibrator mission.
All right, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, Afghani vibrator mission.
I'm right on top of that, Sarah.
Peace through pleasure.
Yeah.
Good vibrations.
Don't tell Mom the babysitter's dead.
The right on top of that, Rose.
The dishes are done, man.
The dishes are done, man.
Is Miguel still there? Miguel?
No, Miguel's not.
Okay.
Long gone.
Maybe we can rope Susie into a movie watching day and she could catch up on some of the 80s movies she missed.
I have Adventures in Babysitting, by the way.
Adventures in Babysitting was one of my movies.
It's one of my movies,
too. The little girl's name is Sarah and she's like, oh,
the one in the Thor helmet? She's running to
Thor. She's like, Thor! Oh, that was my love. Yeah, so that one.
Do I have to
Mighty
watch
Thor,
that?
We beseech thee.
Well, they have good life lessons.
They do have good life lessons, especially don't tell Mom the babysitter.
Get into a car with a black car thief.
And those
See,
life lessons
movies
shaped us.
Never had good life lessons. 70s movies. They were
very
kind of existential.
Taboo had some great life lessons.
Do some drugs, get high, get laid, that kind of thing.
Well, get high.
Altered state. Right.
I don't know what 70s movies I actually liked. Like, what were the good 70s
Anything
movies?
Anything with Rudy Ray Moore.
One Flew Over the
Grease.
Cuckoo's Nest.
Right.
That was
there
good.
You go. It was kind of, it didn't have really life lessons,
But that
though.
Was a great book.
Just crazy.
So it's like, okay,
just like,
great
life
movie.
Is
Damn
crazy.
But
that was
Which
a great show.
Loose?
What?
Grease, but that's a great show.
Any
Grease.
Which Way But Loose?
I've never liked
Saturday
Grease.
Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
See, I didn't catch a bunch
now,
of those.
Now that
weird
was a great.
I am a lover of disco.
The Godfather. Godfather.
There's the
Godfather.
Of course,
right, that was a great 70s movie.
I don't love the Godfather, by the way. I'm not a Godfather lover.
One and two are good. Three
it's
is
pretty
hey.
Good. I like
was
the Godfather.
Star Wars
Pass on
the
three.
70s. That was the
70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first one was 70.
Yeah,
was 77.
It was 70. It was. It was. That's true.
And then it was 80s. Like
Deep Throat was a 70s movie.
Wait, that was a Watergate.
Deep
so
throat,
was so was Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Of course, 75.
So the '70s basically sucked. Mm. And the '80s.
Well, we just listed off Rocky Horror Picture Show.
We're talking about classics here.
Yeah,
no, they all sucked.
It was the last. I mean, great musicals. You don't see musicals like
when
that
was like the Rebel Deep Without a Cause and
oh, those 50s? Were
fifties
movies.
Fifties. Well, what happened in the 60s? Any 60s
There was
movies?
A revolution in the fucking 60s.
Was like
Yellow Submarine.
Oh, you know.
Yellow Submarine was great.
What was 60s movies? Like Shampoo. Was Shampoo a 60s movie?
Was the Poseidon
Hairspray?
Adventure 60s
I think
movie?
Poseidon Adventure was 60s. That's
yeah.
a fucking great movie.
Do
yeah,
any
Poseidon
of you
Adventure?
Have a love for Gone with the Wind? Any Gone with the Wind lovers?
Not
here?
A big fan.
Meh.
I'm more of a Casablanca
it's okay.
fan.
Casablanca.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. Everyone's a Casablanca fan, but I'm a big Gone with the Wind fan. I gotta say that movie.
had a profound effect on little Sarah.
With God is my witness.
I had actually, when I was like young, I used to have movie themed parties. So I would like invite my friends.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
And I would screen a movie and everyone would dress up like the movie. So we did Gone with the Wind and we all wore these big hats.
I always rely upon the kindness of
strangers. Back to the Future
No,
too.
I always relied on the kindness
of strangers. So we all
dressed
up like we're from the 80s, and it was kind of in the 80s.
Streetcar Named Desire.
It's right, like dressing up like you're in the 80s in the
future. That's a great movie. Yeah, that's a 50s movie. Streetcar Named Desire.
All of us, we are all just talking movies to each other right now.
Well, we're almost done. It's we've got like 4 minutes, I think.
It was a strange show. Right. It was a different show.
It was a good show.
Oh, somebody wants
know.
To talk about movies
okay,
with
okay,
us.
Okay, here we go.
Somebody's calling
four more minutes
movies.
For Edgar on line two.
Edgar, what's your favorite movie?
Edgar, what's your favorite scary movie?
It must be scary now. Edgar.
Edward.
Edgar.
Edgar.
Edgar. Edgar. Ed.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Edgar.
Hi, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you are.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, what's up?
How
what
old are you,
talk
Edgar?
About?
Why do you keep saying people that how old are you?
What?
Because you sound young.
Huh. I'm 19.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Do you think masturbating is bad?
Is what kind of masturbating bad?
Do you think
No, masturbating is not bad.
Why? Can you explain?
Why? Because if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. That earlier, but
it's
that's
a very
why.
Healthy
on,
release
keep
of
up with
sexual
the program.
It's easy.
Energy.
It's,
love
it's,
yourself.
It's natural. Everybody does it. You look at the animals at the zoo, and they do it too. And in nature, everyone does it. Everyone does it. Every human being masturbates sometimes.
I do.
I mean, you can overdo it, just like you can overeat or overdrink. You can masturbate.
Get sores on your shit.
You get sores. Yeah, exactly.
You get stains all over everything.
I call those lonely sores.
So there, you can always have too much of a good thing, but it's basically a good thing, darling. It's a good thing.
Masturbate?
I'm sorry.
Do I masturbate?
Yeah.
Of course.
Everyone here masturbates.
Everyone here masturbates.
True. Everyone. You're talking to masturbate.
Not that we're masturbating right now.
Oh, that's
okay.
What you're
I am.
You can't see below this desk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like a lot of people like. I wonder how the sound of masturbating.
How does it sound when a woman is masturbating?
Yeah.
Demonstrate.
Watch When Harry Met Sally.
I think it's pretty silent until the end, and then it goes.
That what you do?
Like you're coughing up a fucking hairball.
So choking.
No, like, I'm very all about not getting caught. So everything is like on the border of silence.
I don't know. I'm pretty loud. I make like animal noises sometimes, dude. Like sometimes.
No, but God forbid anyone here. No, I don't want to do that. No hearing.
We have very thin walls.
Sometimes
here
they
speakeasy.
Scream. I don't even have walls, and I don't even give a fuck.
I was embarrassed of brushing my teeth in the shower. That someone would think
I'm sorry.
I was
what was? Let's just hear one last squeak from Edgar there. What was that?
Can you explain how the sound?
What did he say?
He wants you to explain how girls sound.
I think he just
no.
Wants
you
to
just
hear
want
it.
To hear a girl coming.
Yeah.
And you know
watch
what?
When Harry Met Sally, jerk.
It's too late in the show for that. We gotta go. We're gonna close up. Thank you, Edgar. Call in next week to hear how a girl orgasms. Okay. We gotta go. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Okay. Thank you, Edgar. Bye. Thank you, everyone else who's called in. Thank you, Brother Joe, Brother Bran, Sister Terry, Sister Sarah. Mar is answering the phones with the help of Brother Tony. And we're going to go now, but we're going to be back. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Spanksgiving. Happy turkey. Happy jerky. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.